On the defensive after international condemnation of an aerial bombing campaign in Sudan's South Kordofan state, the government in Khartoum is claiming the attacks were prompted by aggression on the part of South Sudan's military forces. The clashes between the Northern Sudanese Armed Forces and elements of South Sudan's People's Liberation Army broke out 2 weeks ago, after attempts by Northern forces to disarm fighters in the area. According to the United Nations, some 60,000 have fled southern Kordofan, seeking refuge from the violence. Late Tuesday, U.S. President Barack Obama urged extreme caution on both sides in an attempt to push Sudan back from the brink of war.
There is no military solution. The leaders of Sudan and South Sudan must live up to their responsibilities. The government of Sudan must prevent a further escalation of this crisis by ceasing its military actions immediately, including aerial bombardments, forced displacements, and campaigns of intimidation.
The bombings come just 3 weeks before South Sudan declares independence and Sudan officially splits into two nations. The separation will mark the culmination of the 2005 Comprehensive Peace Agreement, which ended 2 decades of civil war between the government and southern rebels. Mr. Obama warned the leaders of both governments they faced international isolation should the violence continue. He further pressed the government of North Sudan, reminding leaders of the U.S. promise to normalize relations with Khartoum in return for their adherence to the CPA. But the government in Khartoum has rejected implications that it initiated the violence. On Thursday, the Sudan Tribune reported that Sudan's Ministry of Foreign Affairs has claimed the bombardments were in retaliation to escalation on the part of South Sudan and attacks on local police. In a statement issued through the Sudanese news agency, the ministry's spokesman Al-Ubaid Muroa accused the United States of using intimidation tactics against the government in Khartoum. As the official secession of South Sudan approaches, peace appears to be deteriorating throughout the region, prompting fears of escalation and a return to civil war. In the disputed region of Abyei, Southern Army spokesman Philip Aguirre reported that 5 northern soldiers were killed in clashes along the River Kir Wednesday. Under the CPA, Abyei was supposed to hold a referendum to determine whether it remained within the north or joined an independent south. However, the issue of Abyei, along with other critical issues such as border demarcation and oil revenue sharing, remain unresolved. Michael Onyego for VOA News, Nairobi.